It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. This week, Governor Kathy Hochul released her yearly budget plan outlining what she intends to do with taxpayer money. The presentation included a long-anticipated plan to raise more money for the debt-ridden MTA. The transit agency is facing a $600 million budget gap this year. That gap jumps to more than $1 billion next year and is projected to only get worse. So, what's her solution, and where's the money coming from? Here to break it down are two WNYC reporters, Stephen Nesson, who covers transportation, and Elizabeth Kim, who covers City Hall. Welcome.
Hello.
Good morning.
Stephen, walk us through why the MTA is in financial trouble. How did we get here?
Well, put simply, it's COVID. You know, during the worst of the pandemic, ridership was decimated.
Yeah.
And the MTA kept running full service, as you remember, for those essential workers that had to get where they needed to go. So the federal government did step in and sort of filled the budget gap during those really, really tough years. Now ridership is coming back, not where it was before the pandemic. And those federal funds that we got are now running low. There's not much left. As you know, the MTA relies on more than half of its budget from fares, but because ridership is not back where it was, they're projecting deficits this year, like you said, and all the way pretty much for the foreseeable future. MTA Chairman Jan Oliber really does blame the continued low ridership on these new work patterns. People are working from home or they only come to the office a few days a week. But he was jubilant when he found out what Hochul's remedy is.
What the governor has done is come up with a pretty balanced plan that solves the whole MTA budget deficit and makes sure that we can continue to provide full service every day of the week. And I am thrilled. I'm walking on air.
Walking on air. Okay, well, what's the governor's proposal? How does she plan to raise this money?
Well, there's sort of a multi-pronged approach, but let's start with the first one, the payroll mobility tax. This is money that comes out of every paycheck that companies have to pay to the MTA. She's going to raise $800 million that way by just kicking it up a few percentage points. Right now, it's 0.34% of paychecks go to the MTA. Now it's going to be 0.5%. She also said that the state's going to kick in $300 million one shot from the state. They're going to find some sort of efficiency savings at the MTA. It's unclear exactly what that means. The MTA has trimmed and trimmed and trimmed. They've gone through years of trimming and job cuts, and now they're hiring again because they had so many job cuts. But supposedly, somehow, the MTA is going to find $400 million in efficiencies this year. And one thing that was interesting, she referenced casino revenue, a future share of casino revenue. There are three casino licenses that companies are sort of vying for right now in New York City. Those haven't even been approved yet. The companies are still applying for those. But supposedly, when casinos are up and running in New York City, some of that revenue will go to the MTA. And last, and maybe the most interesting, is that she's asking New York City Mayor Adams to kick in $500 million to the MTA's budget.
Is this all a new funding formula going forward? Are they talking about tying casino taxes to transit long term and permanently increasing the payroll tax on New York City area employers?
This would be going forward. That's right. I think the only one time is the $300 million from the state. The rest of it, I believe they want to continue in perpetuity to fund these deficits that they see as ongoing because ridership is not expected to return to pre-pandemic levels.
And Liz, I imagine that Mayor Adams might not be too thrilled about paying that extra $500 million. Is that right?
No, not at all. In fact, on the day that the governor released her budget, Mayor Adams was asked at a press conference for his reaction, and he actually declined to respond immediately. He waited basically till the end of the day, and his office put out a statement, and that statement was very measured. He did highlight a lot of victories, but at the same time, he pointed out that the city annually already contributes about $2 billion to the MTA, and that the city itself has limited resources. It was a very kind of interesting moment between the mayor and the governor. You know, it's kind of like this rare occasion of disagreement.
It's also interesting, the state has been kicking in money to the NYPD to pay for increased patrols of the subway system. So it's funny, now the state's asking to cough up a little bit more.
And there's a lot of back and forth because the mayor's also asking for the state's help with the migrant crisis, right?
Exactly. And that was what made this interesting, because there are a lot of things in this budget that's good for the city, you know, help on mental health, homelessness, policing, as Stephen mentioned, but also the migrant crisis. Hochul has pledged to pay more than $1 billion to the city for the next 2 years. And that was something that the mayor has repeatedly been calling on Hochul and the federal government to do, is to help the city with this crisis. So the fact that he would then, you know, have this very kind of measured response and really not want to embrace this budget wholeheartedly, it says something about how he feels about this $500 million a year contribution he's being asked to pay.
What has the reaction been from other city lawmakers?
So this is interesting. Mayor Adams, as we all know, is considered a centrist Democrat. But on this issue, he actually finds himself aligned with a lot of progressives. You know, most progressives do not like this plan because it involves a fare hike, which would disproportionately hurt poor residents. These are the ones that overwhelmingly rely on the subway, not just to get to work, but just to get around the city. But Brad Lander, the city controller, he also came out with a statement that strongly opposed the governor's funding proposal. He basically says that, you know, the state should not be sticking the city with the bill to sustain what he sees as a regional public transit system.
Stephen, what about transit advocates and fiscal experts? What do they have to say about this plan?
In general, the transit advocates are actually very positive about this plan. Anything that gets more funding for the MTA, in their mind, is a good thing. What they really want is to use this money and for the MTA to make more frequent service. They want trains that come every 6 minutes. I know if you wait for some trains, it can show 10 to 15 minutes between trains. In their minds, the more service you provide, the more people are going to come and ride the trains, and it's going to be sort of a virtuous circle, right? The more trains, the more riders, the more money you can pay for more trains, more riders, as opposed to sort of the opposite, which is cutting service, raising fares, fewer riders, and it's sort of a death spiral, as they call it. Fiscal watchdogs also raise some concerns because the Transit Workers Union, TW Local 100, has their negotiations for their contracts up this spring. So we don't even know what sort of concessions they're going to get from the MTA, what kind of raises. So even we have all this money coming, it might still not be enough to cover the expenses, the payroll expenses, which are some of the most costly expenses the MTA faces. You know, you were talking about fare increases. This is sort of baked into the MTA's finances. They're supposed to be doing biannual fare increases, but that was paused during the pandemic, first because it was so bad, you know, they didn't want to raise fares on essential workers. And then last year, they were going to raise the fares again. As you know, Liz and David, it was an election season, and Hochul held off on raising fares last year. So they've really put it off for some time. So this year, they need to do a 5% fare increase. But we don't know exactly how much, but a single swipe could go up to $3.
WNYC's Elizabeth Kim and Stephen Nesson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Thanks for having me.